Bumi rāpana lōbāyu, khaṅgamano buddhirevas, ahaṅkāre thiyang me bhinna prakriti rastada. Prakriti means energy. So, because we are in the material world, our material science is simply studying the material energy of Krishna. Physical, chemical, light, sound, these are the subject matter of the scientists to understand. But they do not know where from these material elements come. In the Srimad Bhagavatam or in the Vedic literature, it is said that the material energy came out of the breathing of the Supreme Lord Mahavishnu. Jasyaika nishasita kalam athavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha. Vishnur Mahan Sahiya Jasya Kalavisesho Govindamadi Pritam Tamaham. The material energy is coming through the breathing of Mahavishnu, who is lying down in the Karana causal ocean. So, from the breathing, there is sound. From the ether, the sound comes. This is scientific. And from the sound, the air comes, the fire comes, then water comes, then the earth comes. The earth is the last gross element in the material science. Therefore Krishna says, this earth, Bhumi, Bhumi, earth has come out of water, apa. And where from apa water has come, anala, fire. Where from fire has come, from air. Where the air has come, ether, sky. Where from the ether has come, false ego. Where from it has come, mind. Where from it has come, intelligence. And where from it has come, from the soul. This is the scientific study. But they do not know background of the soul. They are thinking there was a chunk and there was something. Perhaps it may be. No definite knowledge. But here you can take the definite knowledge where from these material elements come. This Krishna is the Supreme Soul. So from the Supreme Soul all these material elements have come. Just like your body, where from it has come? It has come from the soul. In the Shastra it is said, Karmana Daiva Netrena Jantur Deha Upapati. Jantu means living entity. Janvar, Jantu. So Jantur Deha Upapati. There, the atheist theory that combination of matter makes a situation when living symptoms come out. Combination of matter. That is the present chemical theory, chemical evolution. There are so many theories based on Darwin's theory, chemical evolution. Recently, when I was in Los Angeles, one German scientist came there. He has written one book, Chemical Evolution, and he has got Nobel Prize. Now he's touring for lecturing on his theory. So in the California University, there is our student, Dr. Sarup Damodar. He is my disciple. He is doctor in chemistry. So when this German chemist was lecturing, theorizing that life has come from chemical, so he put the question, now suppose if I give you these chemicals, whether you can prepare a life. He answered in the meeting, that I cannot say. That means he is not certain. Still he is theorizing that from chemical life has come. No. From chemical life has not come. From life, chemical has come. This is real theory. So these things are discussed very broadly in our American centers. So we stick to the point that life does not come from chemical, but chemical comes from life. So I gave one crude example. Just like a tree, it is also life, because there are different forms of life, 8,400,000 forms of life. So a tree also, another form of life. One who knows what is the condition of life, pandita, learned, samadarshina, vidya vinaye sampanni, brahmani, gavihastini, suni cheta sapaki cha pandita, samadarshina. Pandita who knows what is what, he is samadarshi, equiposed. He knows that the substance within the tree, or substance with the dog, or substance with the human being, or substance within the Brahmin, or a Sudra, or a dog, or a Chandala, the soul is the same. Therefore, he sees everyone samadarshina. Pandita samadarshina. He does not distinguish between man and animal, or tree, because he knows that the living force is the same spiritual quality, that is the fragmental portion of the Supreme Soul, Krishna. So we can understand, if we are little sober, how material things come out. Now, we understand from Shastra that after sex between man and woman, the matter is emulsified and creates a situation wherein the living entity takes shelter. Karmana daivanatren. So, living entity, every one of us, dehantaram prapti, we shall get another body. So, what kind of body we shall get, that is karmana daivanetrena, that will be judged by higher authorities according to our karma. If we have done work like human being, then further promotion will be given. Urdhaṁ gacchanti sattvasva, madhye tishtanti rājasa, Jaghanna Ginabhuttistha Adhogachandi Tamasa. There are three qualities of the material nature. One who is associating with the modes of goodness, they are being promoted to the higher planetary system. Those who are associating with the modes of passion, they will remain within this middle planetary system. And Jaghanna Gunavrittistha, those who are most abominable, acting most abominably, Jaghanna Guna Adhogachanti, this is confirmation. Adhogachanti goes down to the animal kingdom, to the beasts, birds, reptiles, snakes, so many things. There are 8 million forms. Siddhi is daivena, daiva netrena. Netrena means by supervision. Background of the supervision is Krishna. Mayadhakshena prakriti suyati cha saracharam. They are absolute. In the Bhagavad Gita, in another place it is said that upodrashta Anumanta, the super soul, soul and super soul, there are two souls, the supreme soul and the subordinate soul within the body. So, what we are doing, subordinate soul, the Supreme Soul or the Super Soul, who is also sitting with me within the heart. He is Upadrashta Anumanta. He is simply seeing. And Anumanta means without his sanction, we cannot do anything. Sarvasya Chaham Ridhisannivishta. Everyone has got experience. When you want to do something wrong, there is conscience. Don't do it. No, no, let me do. There is struggle. So this is the struggle between the soul and the super soul. But when you are persistent that I must do it, then the super soul orders, all right, you can do at your own risk. That is called karma fall. We have become subjected to the resultant action of our karma. That is called karmana. By the activities, daivanetrena, by the superior authorities, superintendents, daivanetrena, jantar deha upapatti, the living entity gets a type of body. What is this body? The five elements, bhumi, rapa, anala, vayu, kanga, mana, buddhi, revacha, eight elements. Earth, water, fire, air, and sky, the mind, intelligence, and ego. Ego, false ego. The false ego is that I am this body. Ahankar, ahankar, I am American. I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. These are all false ahankar. Neither I am Hindu, nor Muslim, nor Christian, nor American, nor Indian. I am living entity. Mumai mangsa jiva bhuta jiva loke sanatana manas hasthani indriyani prakitisthani karsati. Krishna says that all these living entities, they are my part and parcel. But they are struggling hard against these material laws. Mana sasthani indriyani prakitisthani karasati. By mental concoction, he is creating a situation and he is getting that type of body. Otherwise, why there are so many varieties of body? These are the creation of our mental concoction. I shall do that, I shall do that, I shall do this, I shall do this. So, this is daivanetrena, he gets. Daivanetrena by superior. Just like a child insists upon doing something, the father says, all right, do it. I don't. He says, don't do it, but he persists, I must do. All right, do it. There are many examples. So, there is soul and there is the gross material body and there is the subtle material body. The soul is the basic principle. But to get a body, as I have already explained, the secretion discharged by the father and the mother, they mix up, they are emulsified and formed in the body of a pea. And the soul comes through the semina of the father and is situated there. Then the body develops. Now, just try to understand, because the spirit soul is there, therefore matter is developed. If the soul is not there, if the child is dead, no more development. No more development. No dead child develops body. Everyone knows. Therefore, these material elements come from the spirit soul. Not that spirit soul comes from the material elements. This is wrong theory. If it comes from the material combination, that why can you produce a living entity in the laboratory? In the laboratory? No, that is not. A material, because material creation is there because I wanted such a circumstances, atmosphere. And Anumanta, the Supreme Lord, He is the Supreme Sanction Giver. He gives me opportunity to enter into certain type of mother's body and the material grows. So the actual fact is, from spirit soul, the energy, material energy comes out. Take for example that I was giving, that chemicals. Now take one lemon tree. It is a living entity. And it is producing at least hundreds of pounds of citric acid. Lemon, everyone knows. You take 50 lemons today, again take 50 lemons, and if you extract the lemon, you'll find extensive quantity of citric acid. So where from the citric acid chemical comes? Because the living entity is there in the tree. Therefore the conclusion should be, the chemicals come from life. Life does not come from chemical. If life comes from chemical, then you produce. I give you the chemicals, whatever chemicals you want. So chemical is produced. Just like you have got experience when there is perspiration. They taste the perspiration, there is salt. What from the salt comes? Salt is, what is the chemical name? Sodium carbonate, no? Sodium chloride. So sodium chloride, what from it comes? It comes from your body, and your body comes from the soul. Therefore, the original cause of sodium chloride is the soul. So as you can analyze, a little quantity of chemicals from your body, from tree's body, from anybody. So you just imagine the unlimited body, gigantic body of Krishna, Virat Purusha, how much chemical it can produce. Therefore, don't take it that it is all imagination. Krishna says, these eight kinds of materials, gross and subtle, they are my energy. It is coming from Krishna. Krishna is not talking any nonsense, he is not bluffing you. At least those who are advanced, why you are reading Bhagavad Gita? Because it is authoritative. Krishna is speaking. That is fact. The most exalted authority. We have to take knowledge from the authority. We cannot manufacture knowledge. That is imperfect knowledge. Because our senses are imperfect. We have got four deficiencies. We commit mistake. We become illusion. We commit mistake, everyone knows. I have several times talked that even a personality like Gandhi, he committed so many mistakes. So long you are conditioned by the material nature, you must commit mistake. There is no escape. Similarly, we are illusion. Illusion means we accept something for something. Just like you are accepting this body. I am American, I am Indian. But I am neither American nor Indian. I am spirit soul. This is called illusion. Brahm Praman. Vipralipsa. Vipralipsa. means the propensity for cheating others. I do not know exactly what is the cause of life. Still, I am theorizing in so many ways. And when I am challenged by other person, can you produce with chemical life? That I cannot say. Then why are you talking nonsense? This is cheating. If you are actually in knowledge that from chemical life can be produced, then you produce it. I give you chemicals. But when you cannot do, why you are cheating people? But this cheating propensity is there. One is a nonsense number one, but he speaks. Devil side scripture. That we do not accept. Our Krishna consciousness movement does not accept the scripture cited by the devil. Therefore we have accepted Krishna, sarva karana karana. Whatever he says, we accept. We are not perfect. Our senses are not perfect. We are fool number one. But the knowledge which we accept, that is perfect. That is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, whatever we speak, we do not speak anything which Krishna does not speak. That is our quality. I was eulogized by many persons. I mean, you have done wonderful. So I say that I am not a wonderful man. I simply follow Krishna. What Krishna says, I repeat, like parrot. That's all. I have no knowledge. But Krishna says that this is this, I accept it. And then we shall be benefited. Just like a child, if he accepts the instruction of the parents, he gets knowledge. Parent will not cheat. If a child does not know a small watch, he asks, "Father, what is it?" Father can explain, "My dear child, this is called watch. You can see time. What is the time now?" That is perfect knowledge. So that knowledge is perfect. Therefore, in the beginning of this chapter, in the fourth chapter, we say, evaṁ parampara prāptam imaṁ rāja risayo vidu. If we get knowledge by the pure parampara system, pure disciplic succession, that knowledge is perfect. Then our life is perfect. And if we want to try to expound knowledge by our limited power, that is imperfect knowledge. That knowledge is not perfect. That is concoction. If you want to take perfect knowledge, then you must get from the authorities. Evaṁ parampara. That is Vedic knowledge. Tad vijñānārtham sa guru meva vigacchet samit prāni śrutriyam brahmanistam. One must go to the guru. And who is guru? Guru, śrutriyam brahmanistam, one who has heard from the parampara system and has become completely convinced in the understanding of Brahma. So, so this is the process. This bhumirapa, this material, it is not a fact. People are so much attached to this material world. That is called ignorance. Murha, they are called murha. Maya aparita jnana. Their knowledge has been taken away. These things will be explained in the later verses. That do not try to take knowledge from imperfect person. Take knowledge from the perfect person, perfect Supreme Personality, who is perfect. God is perfect. And who carries the word of God, he is perfect. This is the definition of perfection. So Krishna says, bhumi rāpo nalo vāyu. Matter is produced by Krishna's energy. It is not automatically produced. Just like I have given the example, that this body, this material gross body, is produced out of the soul which is put into the womb of the mother by the semina of the father. These descriptions are there in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, very nicely. You can say. So, that knowledge is perfect. Because experimentally, science means observation and experiment. If you are observing something, then you must experiment. Jnanam vijnanam. In the previous verses, we have already studied that jnanam teham savijnanam. Jnanam teham savijnanam. Theoretical knowledge, that is observation. And savijnanam means experiment. If you say, if you have observed that life is produced of chemicals, then make experiment. Then it is science, other it is hajpot. It has no meaning. Life is never produced of matter. Matter is produced out of life. Therefore, we are fragmental matter, life. We living entity, small portion, very small portion. That is also given in the Shastras. One 10,000th part of the top of the hair. That is the magnitude of soul. Kesagra satavagasya satadhakulpitasya jiva bhagasavigya. So anantaya kalpate, that jiva, ananta, unlimited. That is our magnitude. They cannot find out 1/10,000th part of the upper portion of the hair. There is no machine, no microscope. Therefore, these foolish people, because they cannot see the dimension, length and breadth of the soul, they say the soul is nirakar. It is not nirakar. It has akar, but you cannot see with the blunt eyes. Then how can I understand? Srotriyam brahmanishtam tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva vigatsi. You have to learn by hearing. There is no other process. The Veda says, the Shastra says, this is the magnitude of the soul, you have to take it. Then you will understand. Otherwise, by so-called experiment, you have neither instrument nor facility to make it. Find out. The first-class medical man or physiologist, find out where is the soul in this body. But they cannot. They have no such power. But there is something which, being absent, the body is dead. That is a fact. That is a fact. Tatha dehantaram prapti. Then because that soul has gone out of this body, therefore the body is now dead. Therefore it is authority. What is the distinction between dead man and living man? That you have to understand. You cannot make experiment why the body is dead. But you can understand when you touch Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita says, Dehinasmin jatha dehi kaumaro jovunangjara tatha dehantara prapti dhirastattunamayati. Dhira, those who are actually learned, sober, he is not agitated by the death of a man. Because he knows that the soul has now changed this body to another body. Just like he was changing from child's body to baby's body to boy's body to youth's body, from youth to old man's body. Now from this old man's body, now the body cannot be used. Just like old garments, we give up and take another garment. Similarly, so long we are in the material world, we accept another material world. This is called transmigration of soul, death and birth. But when you are liberated from this conditioned life, you are fit for going to the spiritual world in your spiritual body, that is perfection of life. तत्तादेहं पुनर्जन्म नैति मामेति. That is wanted. You give up this body, don't accept any more, any material body, either Indra's body or Brahma's body or the body of the worm of the stool. You can have any body according to your mentality. Jang jang bapi smaranam bhavam tajatanti kalevaram. Your body you are making now. So at the time of death, the condition of your mind will transfer you with mind, intelligence, subtle body. They are seeing that this gross body is finished, but they cannot see that there is another body which is made of mind, intelligence and ego. That is called subtle body. That will be explained next part. So, this knowledge. So people are simply mad after this material enjoyment. He does not know that this material body is temporary. It is for a certain years only. But you are eternal. Just try to understand what is your eternal business. Why you are so much mad after this temporary business? That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma jadindriya pritaye apnoti. Na sadhu manne jataya atmanoyam asarnapi klesadayasa deha. Klesada. This material body is klesada. Klesada means always giving us trouble. Always giving. Klesada asada. So one should always remember that I have got this material body which is suffering heat, cold, matra, sukha, dukkha, happiness, distress. Why? Because this material body. Matra sparshastu kontiya sitosna sukha dukkhada agama paina anitya tang titikhasya bharat. So long you have this material body, bhumi rapanala vayu khangudnu, then material world means suffering. You cannot avoid suffering. But the endeavor is how to get out of suffering. That is called struggle for existence. So you cannot get out of it so long you do not stop acceptance of another material world. That is called real liberation. No more accepting material world. Therefore Bhagavad says, this madman, nunam pramatta. Pramatta, matta means mad, and pra means prakishta rupena, sufficiently mad. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. There are karma, vikarma and akarma. So one should know, vikarma means criminal activities. That's like so many people are acting criminally simply to get money. As if money will save him. If he acts criminally, simply sinful activities, and by such he is punished to get another body which is sinful, papajoni, then what is his money will save him? No, that cannot say. Just like if you have become criminal and you are arrested by the state, suppose you are millionaires, your money will save you. No, that is not say. But they for money, they are doing all sorts of sinful activities. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Jadi, why they are doing? Jadi indriya prita, simply for sense gratification. That's all. Only benefit is sense gratification. Jadi indriya prita e apnot. Therefore, disabde na sadhu manne. Don't do this. It is not good. Why not good? Na sadhu manne. Jato atmanoyam asannapi. You have got this material body, suffering, although it is temporary, but you have got this. So don't do this. Don't do anything that you get another material body. That is perfection of life. That is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.